Exodus chapter number 3. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited about what the Lord's doing here in New Hope. I'm excited about what the Lord's allowed us to see happen and what the Lord's going to happen, what is going to happen in the church. I'm excited to see what the Lord can do. I'm excited to be a part of it. There's nothing I'm doing, nothing of me, and I'm excited about it. And I hope you are too. Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 4. Tell the young people this. You kind of got a preview of this the other night at youth group. The Lord already kind of dealt with my heart about preaching this tonight, and Miss Rachel was reading the passage there and read the book, and I'm like, stop saying that's what I'm going to preach on Sunday night. Anyway, so it's going to be kind of a review for you, but I'm hoping it'll be helpful to you. Exodus chapter number 3, verse number 4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, here am I. Verse number 4, Moses says, here am I. Verse number 11, the same chapter. Moses said unto God, who am I? That I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Verse number 4, Moses saying, here am I. Verse number 11, who am I? Something's changed. Exodus chapter number 4, one chapter over. Verse number 10. Read a couple of verses there. Exodus 4:10, and Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am of slow speech and of a slow tongue. The Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. Chapter number 3, Moses starts out, Lord, hear my, whatever you want to do with me. Verse number 11, he starts to change his mind. The rest of the passage is there until Exodus chapter 4, verse number 10. Moses is making excuses of why he can't do what God tells him to do. Then Moses said, Lord, here am I. Send Aaron. Send Aaron instead. I was going to preach on tonight. But I've been very burdened about the next generation coming on in the church. Not necessarily New Hope as well, but the church as a whole. I'm burdened about the next generation coming on. There's very few of the next generation here. Very few coming on. I believe the church is not careful, if we don't try to do something about it, the church is going to die out. We've done a lot of traveling, seen a lot of churches. There's a lot of older people in church, very few younger people. I'm glad to see a lot of young people in church today. That encourages me. It tells me the Lord's not done with this church yet. But that's not the case everywhere. I believe if we're not careful, the church is going to die out. I think there's a lot of people saying, Lord, here am I, just like Moses. Moses says, never mind, send Aaron instead. I believe if we're not careful, church is going to die out. Got to watch out for that. A lot of people only satisfied with coming, punching the clock, going back home again. Don't want to take part in the church. Don't want to try to grow the church. Don't want to try to be a part of the church themselves. Just here to punch the clock. I believe that's the case in a lot of places. I hope it's not like that here. I don't believe it is for most people. I hope it's not. If it is, I'll talk to the Lord about it. It's not my problem. It's your problem. Yours and the Lord's problem. Anyway, I believe the Lord could do a lot of things in this church if we're willing to let him use us. That's the key there. We have to be willing to allow him to use us. So the Lord's going to preach along. Lord, here am I. Send Aaron. And who was Moses? People use excuse all the time. Well, God can't use me because I've done this or I've done that. I had this in my past or I came from this background. A lot of people use excuses like that all the time. Who was Moses? Moses, number one, Moses was a castaway. He wasn't castaway because they didn't love him. But Moses was found in the river, castaway, a baby, castaway into the river. God used him. He was a Hebrew. So he's technically a slave in Egypt at the time. God chose a slave. He was an Egyptian. He's also one of the ones in authority. He was raised in the Pharaoh's house. He was raised with the Egyptians, raised as an Egyptian. He had authority. So he's technically a heathen as well as a slave. He was a murderer. Moses killed that Egyptian. You might say, well, God can't use me because of what I've done. I don't know your history, but I'm pretty sure nobody in here is a murderer. If you are, keep that to yourself. I don't want to know about it. Moses was a stranger. He ran from Egypt, became a stranger in Midian. God found him out there in the desert. Let me say this, doesn't matter where you go, where you try to hide, God's going to find you. Moses was in the back of the desert, God found him. He was a stranger there, stranger in a foreign land. He was a traitor. He married a Gentile woman. According to custom, he used to marry a Hebrew. He's a traitor to his people. He was a bloody man. In chapter 4 of Exodus, his wife Zipporah circumcised her own son because Moses refused to do it. After she was done, she stood at his feet, told him he was a bloody man, lazy man, worthless man. He was full of excuses. First 13 verses of chapter 4, Moses telling God why God's plan is not going to work. He was a shepherd. When God called Moses, he was in the field with the flock. He wasn't somebody in authority. He wasn't the king at the time. He was not in the king's palace. He was not in Pharaoh's palace. He was a shepherd. lowest of the low, the dirty, filthy job out in the pasture, shepherd. Number 10, he was chosen. Doesn't matter who he was or where he had come from or what sins he had committed in the past. God decided before Moses was ever on the scene what Moses was going to do for his people. God had a thing planned out from the get-go. Planned out a long time before Moses came along what Moses was supposed to be doing. Didn't matter who he was or where he came from, God chose him. I believe the Lord has chosen you for a work. Give me some preparation work. Preparation takes place beforehand. Maybe you've been through some things in your life God can use to help you reach people. Maybe you've committed some sins that if you get them right, God can use your testimony to reach people. Maybe you never have gone out in the world. Maybe you've been raised in church your entire life. God can use you to reach people too. We put a lot of emphasis a lot of times on the people that go out and come back in, the great testimony they have. What about people that never left in the first place? What can God do with them? I believe God can use them just as much or more than anybody else. I believe God has a purpose for every person in this building today. He has a job for you to do, a will for you to accomplish. You just got to be willing to allow Him to use you. I believe there's going to be some preparations ahead of time for you to be used. There has to be some preparation. We see that in Moses' life today. Preparation of the people, first off. Acts chapter 4, verse number 31, just a few verses down. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and they had looked upon their affliction, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. I believe that God is going to prepare to send a man to a people, whether it be in here in Alaska or to China or Africa or wherever it is. I believe there's going to be some preparation on the other end as well. I believe the Lord prepared the people. We see here, Moses didn't see what was going on, but behind the scenes, God was preparing the people for Moses to show up on the scene. Verse number 1 of chapter number 4. Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appointed, Lord hath not appeared unto thee." Moses had no idea what God was doing. God was preparing the people. Moses had no idea, but God was working behind the scenes. I believe God calls you to do something. God tells you to go do something. He's not going to throw you out there in the cold. Lord has preparation. Lord is preparing this thing to all come together. You'd be willing to take part in it. You might see where God is in you or putting you. You might say, "God, why in the world would you tell me to go there? Why in the world would you send me to a prisoner of war island in Alaska? Why would you send me a place like that?" God has preparations made. God has things figured out that we don't even know about. God has never been surprised or when something happens. A lot of times we think God wakes up and, "Well, how am I going to fix that?" God has this thing planned out from the get-go. He knows what's going on. His plans are better than our plans. Moses might have said, "Lord, why would they listen to me? I'm nobody. I've abandoned them. I left them and killed somebody and ran off to the desert, abandoned them in their slavery. Why would they listen to me? Lord, I prepared the people. I have no doubt in my heart that God has chosen me to spend my life here in Alaska. I have no doubt about that. I also believe God is already beginning to work on hearts here. Before the Lord ever told me that, the Lord's preparing things here as well. The Lord works things out. I believe the same way with you. Whether you're talking to the richest man in town or the drunk on the street and don't have anything, the Lord's going to prepare your heart. If the Lord tells you to do something, just do it. Just follow through with it. The Lord's got it all figured out. He's got it planned out. He's prepared it to happen. He's prepared the people as well. Just do what the Lord tells you to do. It's pretty comforting to know as long as you do what the Lord tells you to do, He's going to take care of the rest of it. It's not our job to do the saving. It's not our job to do the convicting. I'm glad it's not because I couldn't do it. I'm not worthy enough to do the saving. I couldn't do it on my own if I wanted to. It's not up to you. It's your job to follow through with what the Lord told you to do. If the Lord told you to do it, follow through. He'll take care of the rest of it. He's made the preparations. He's done the behind-the-scenes work. It's all, Lord, work it out. You just do what He told you to do. He told Moses to do something. Moses said, "Lord, send Aaron instead." Lord had already prepared the people. Lord had already worked it out. It's preparation of the people. Also be some preparation of the man. The man, Moses, was prepared. From the time Moses was born, God was preparing him for the work that Moses would accomplish. Exodus chapter number 2, a couple chapters back. Exodus chapter number 2, verse number 1. "And there went a man from the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid in the flags by the river's brink." God used Moses' parents to start his preparation. Parents, you don't know who you're raising. You just keep on hiding them in the ark. Keep on hiding them where the Lord told you to hide them. Keep on covering that ark. Lord will work out the rest of it. Moses' mom had no idea it was going to be somebody on the other side of the river to pick up Moses. But God told her to protect him. That's what she did. I wonder how many Moseses were killed in that river. I wonder how many D.L. Moody's or Charles Spurgeon's have been killed in the river today. Natalie used to help out at the abortion clinic in Charlotte. She's out there trying to help them keep them from killing their babies. 6 days a week, people lined up to kill their babies. Right there in Charlotte, said to be one of the busiest, probably the busiest abortion clinic in Southeast America, United States. People lined up to kill their babies. How many people, how many evangelists, how many preachers have we killed? How many missionaries have we killed off in America? It's a serious thing. We've got to wake up to it. How many church members have we done away with in America? I can say from experience with young ones, that is, it's not easy at all. They don't listen. You have to teach them to listen. There has to be some preparation made ahead of time. Moses' preparation started with his mama. I wonder how many Moseses God can use if their mama is willing to protect them, willing to guard them, willing to prepare them for what God has ahead of time. Moses' life, Moses' preparation started with the protection from his mom. How many of you think that Moses' mama knew that one day Moses would deliver the people of Israel from Egypt? She had no idea. But God entrusted her to that little boy, and she was going to take care of him and teach him and protect him no matter what danger it put her in. She can do her best to protect him. Parents, you don't know who you're raising. You just remain faithful to what the Bible teaches, and you follow the Bible teaches as close as you can. Do what the Lord tells you to do. The Lord will take care of the rest of that. The Lord has it all figured out in the end. You just do your job in the meantime. God used Moses' parents to prepare him. God used the Egyptians to prepare Moses. Exodus chapter number 2, verse number 10, a few verses down. And the child grew, and she brought him into Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, she said, because I drew him out of the water. Moses knew the Egyptians. He knew Pharaoh personally. He lived in his house. He knew how their law worked. He knew how their government worked. Moses knew how to talk to Egyptians. I'm sure at the time, Moses' family had no idea why in the world God would allow Moses to be living with the enemy. Why would God do something like that? Moses learned. Moses was the best man for the job, to talk to Pharaoh, to tell Pharaoh what he needed to do, because he had lived with them. He knew how it worked. He knew how the government worked. God was preparing Moses for what was to come. His preparation, God used Egyptians to prepare Moses. You may not understand why you're going through what you're going through, but God does. I heard a preacher make a statement before, you don't have to see God just as long as he can see you. Yeah. You may have no idea why he's doing what he's doing. You just do what he tells you to do, and I'll keep saying that over and over again. You may not understand why you are where you are, why you're going through what you're going through. I'm sure they understand why Moses was in the castle there, whatever you want to call it, with Pharaoh, why he's in his home, in the palace. They probably not understand that. God had a plan. God used the Egyptians to prepare him. God used persecution to prepare Moses. Verse number 11, the same chapter, chapter number 2. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren, looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. Moses got a glimpse of what his people were going through. He saw the Hebrew being abused, and God reminded him of who he was and where he had come from and where he could have been. I believe we'll get a glimpse of where we come from and what we could have been. We'll have a lot bigger burden for the people God sent us to. If you get a glimpse of what you used to be, you'll see what somebody else could be. If it weren't for God's grace, I'd be a drunk on the street today. God allowed me to be saved by His grace, become a preacher, not because I'm eloquent, just like Moses, not because I'm anything special. The Lord allowed that to happen. Because of all that, Moses ran off. He ran away into the desert, but it's right where God wanted him to be, so He could prepare him for what was to come. Not only the man was prepared, the method was prepared. Chapter number 3, Exodus chapter number 3, verse number 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the backs of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. I believe in Moses right where God needed him to be. Get him over himself and teach him how to lead. He was a shepherd, the lowest of the low. The nasty, dirty job nobody else wanted. Moses, through being a shepherd, learned to lead. He learned to lead people that didn't necessarily want to be led. Sheep are stubborn. Israelites are very stubborn. Baptists are very stubborn people. God used Moses' situation to prepare him, to teach him. He led the sheep through the backside of the desert, it says. Where did he lead the Israelites through? Through the desert. He knew the area. He knew what was going on. He was prepared for what was to take place. Whether you believe it or not, it's very evident that God was preparing Moses his entire life for the job he had him to do. So I'll get to this point. The Lord sends whoever he wants to. If he tells you to do it, he's got a plan whether you see it or not. If he tells you to do it, you best just do it because he's been preparing you the whole time for it. God has called you to it. You are, in fact, the right man for the job. God appeared unto Moses in the bush. Moses said, here am I. The Lord goes on to tell him what he needed him to do. Moses said, send somebody else. Then we have a lot of young people, a lot of older people today saying, Lord, here am I. Lord, who am I? Lord, send Aaron. We've seen these last couple of years now how God's indeed planned our life, prepared us to be here. We still have a lot to learn, a long way to go. But it's evident the Lord's prepared us to be here. The Lord's prepared our lives. There's no doubt about it, Moses was chosen by God, and his life was directed in a way that he was a perfect man for the job. Now, did he make mistakes? Most definitely. He made so many mistakes. He made a mistake bad enough he wasn't even able to get into the promised land he'd been trying to get to his entire life. He made mistakes. God still used him. How many of you here have said, Lord, here am I. Here am I, Lord. Oh, no, send Aaron. I'm not here to fuss at you, maybe challenge you, kick you out of the nest a little bit, push you out of the nest. I believe you're saved and you're right with God. He's going to direct your life however it needs to be directed to accomplish the job he has for you. It's up to us whether we're going to accept it or not. Moses had a job to do. The Lord prepared him to do that job. He turned his back on him. We're going to use him anyway. Whether that's being a preacher, teaching a Sunday school class, or leading singing, or singing in the church, knocking on doors, moving to a foreign country to be on the mission field, whatever job the Lord has for you, whether you think you're the right person for the job, whether you think you're capable of doing it or not, the Lord's called you to do it. Just do it. Just do what the Lord told you to do. He's got it all figured. He's got it all worked out. We may not see it in our finite minds. The Lord's got it figured out. You go back down south to the Bible Belt. Their church is full of young men. You say they're preachers who sit on the pews waiting for a chance to preach. I believe we have a lot of men, even some here, I don't know, who God is calling. They're saying, send Aaron. Send Aaron instead. I tell you from personal experience, if you want to have the joy of the Lord in your heart, just do His will for you. Do what He told you to do. Quit turning your back on it. Quit thumbing your nose at what God has for you. Do what He told you to do. I know it's been said many times before, God's not called the qualified. He qualifies the called. And that's the truth. You may not be qualified. The Lord will use you anyway. Turn your life to Him. Young people, allow the Lord to use you when you're young. Don't wait until you're older and you've messed up to turn your life around. Allow the Lord to use you now while you're going to make some commitments now to the Lord while you're young, while your heart's still tender before the devil gets a hold of you. I was in youth camp when I was real young. And the preacher, Wesley Webb, preacher in South Carolina, I think I mentioned him before. He was a preacher preaching the night when the Lord first started dealing with me about preaching. He preached a message about making a covenant with God. When you're young, making promises to God and keeping those promises. I did that. I made a covenant with God. I wrote it down on a piece of paper, put an envelope, sealed the envelope. Still have it back there in my Bible, back there in the study. Made some promises to God when I was young. And by God's grace, He allowed me to keep those promises. And I thank God for that. Young people, make some promises to God while you're young. Make some commitments to God. Give your life to God now. Allow Him to use you. Allow Him to prepare you for what is to come. The Lord can use you if you let Him. You got to let Him. If God can send me, a dumb redneck from Union County, North Carolina, all the way to Alaska, pastor of New Testament Baptist Church, if He can do that with me, as worthless as I am, what can God do with you? What can God do with the young people here? Young people, don't quit. Give your life to Him now. Older generation, don't quit now. Young people looking to you, those ones that have gone on, the ones that are still here, don't quit now. They're looking at you, see if it's really looking at you, saying whether you're going to quit or not. Don't quit now. Allow the Lord to use you. The Lord's prepared you for it. The Lord's prepared the people for it. Allow the Lord to use you now. Allow the Lord to use you. Moses didn't think he was capable either. Give it to God. Lord, here am I. Send Aaron. That's what most of us are saying. Lord, here am I. Lord, I can't do that. And you're right. I can't do that. I can't be a preacher on my own. I'm not capable. As you can probably tell, I'm not capable on my own. Allow the Lord to use you. He'll take care of it. He'll make you capable. He'll use you. Allow the Lord to use you. Let's pray.